Time passed, and Brooke found herself drifting toward sleep, her breath slowing. She rotated onto her back and rubbed her eyes. The necklace glowed. She covered the stone with her hand, but the glow intensified. She felt a warm throbbing in her hand. Her eyes popped open as a lavender and violet light emanated from the necklace to fill the room. The light twirled around and entered her body, engulfing her. The room seemed to spin. The light pulsated and grew blindingly bright. She closed her eyes tight with fear and wanted to scream. Then the light faded, and everything looked so much bigger and distorted in a strange way. She hopped up, noticing that her bed now seemed the size of her whole living room. What was happening? Why was she hopping? She looked down to see tiny bird legs. Her eyes crossed to look at the beak where her nose should be. She even had beautiful red wings. This couldn't be happening. Brooke flapped her wings clumsily, confused, disoriented. She tried to rub her eyes, then flapped and yelped when she saw that she had flown into the air. Forgetting to flap, she fell back into the sheets. Again she flapped, slowly realizing what she was now capable of. She started flying around the room, clumsily at first. She nearly hit a wall, but dived and landed with a flop into a pile of clothes in the corner. It didn't hurt, at least not with all that cushioning. She got some air and flew straight into the side of her bed. That one hurt a bit more. She recovered and then managed to hop, fly, to the windowsill. The window was closed. A reflection of a bird stared back, a red cardinal. The glow of a tiny necklace was also reflected in the window, pulsating dimly around the little bird's neck, and she realized that the necklace must have shrunk with her. Wait, did she just realize she was a bird? She yelped and jumped back, nearly falling. She looked into the window and inspected her new wings and feathers. Was this even possible? The little necklace seemed to glow brighter in response. Something from outside responded in the sky, a familiar bright light. Brooke hopped closer and looked to see a star shining. Her necklace glowed bright again, and the star sparkled in response. Dad? A meow came from the other side of Brooke's door, and she looked back at what now appeared to be a massive room. Her little bird legs trembled, and a second meow made her shudder. Imagine if Oreo got in with her like this! A scratch came at the door, and Brooke decided she wasn't going to stick around and let that happen. This magic must be happening for a reason, and she had to figure out that reason. She put her little bird feet against the wall and pushed, with her back against the window edge, struggling, and fell. The second time, she found a better position, and with a massive push, she managed to get the window to open several inches, an opening just big enough for a little bird to squeeze through. Brooke hopped forward, feeling the cool air against her feathery cheeks. This meant leaving her mom and brother. She took a moment with that thought. She stared back at her door and told herself that they would be okay without her for a little while. Her dad made her promise to take care of her mom, but right now she had a feeling that he needed her. She couldn't give up on her dad. She refused to. She spread her wings and ran. The wind took her into the air in a fresh embrace. As she soared into the night sky, two pigeons watching below exchanged a coo-coo of surprise.